Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Ethos NBA DFS Today podcast. I'm your host, Keith Cork, and I am joined, as I am every Friday night, to cover Saturday's slate, which we have that nailed down now, Jamie.
Yeah.
Mr. Jamie Mori. we're both talking about how we lose track of days, and NBA playoffs are fantastic, man. I am getting lost in the shuffle here, getting lost in the sauce, lost in the hoops, man. It has been a fun playoff so far. How are you enjoying the playoffs so far? Let me just ask you.
I think the first term that came to mind is it's the first round is like a fever dream, just like keeps coming relentlessly. Like news is hitting for the next day's slate while you're still adjusting that day's slate, and then results start coming in, and you know it's a great time, but it is it's hitting fast and furious, and it's only for the special folk that yeah. Really love grinding this, but it's been a lot of fun.
And you know, to be honest with you guys, I mean, I do have a chance to sit down and watch at least a game a night, but you know, with having two toddlers, basically, it's really difficult. To do more than that. But with the playoffs happening right now, I'm making it an effort to watch basically 75% of the games, I would say. And I'm enjoying it a great deal. Maybe it's just because I'm watching more basketball. Maybe that's making me happier. But nice four-game slate here for Saturday coming off here. We do have some interesting stuff going on here, especially with injuries, Jamie. So I definitely am curious to hear what your thoughts are there. If you guys don't have the DFS pass, go to sportsethos.com, get that DFS pass. We are selling it still a very, very cheap price just for a short period of time still. Next year, it could go up, so just snag it now. Lock it in, you know, maybe get some legacy pricing when that new price drops. Don't quote me on that, please, Dan. I'm sorry. But maybe that happens. We'll see. All right, let's just go ahead and hit it here. Jamie, we got the first game here, Philadelphia 76ers and Brooklyn Nets. We have Philadelphia favored by 2 points, which seems fair enough. I think they're 2.5 in some books, actually. And 208.5 is the game total, which is pretty darn low. I think every single game this series has gone under the total here, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong about that. But the big news here, obviously, Jamie, Joel Embiid out with a sprained knee, they're calling it. Could miss this game. Could miss. He is going to miss this game. Could miss even the next game. So we'll see how that goes. But talk to me, man. Who are you looking at on the Philadelphia side here without the big dog?
Yeah, I feel like they're going to play a game of chicken, being up 3-0 and just trying to get him some rest and see, you know, if they could get a sweep with him getting a little rest. That's a win-win. But, I'm excited about this game from a value standpoint. There are a lot of guys who have proven that with, you know, the extra usage they can hit. So, first of all, my boy Tyrese Maxey on FanDuel, he is still 7,000. He actually put up 29 points, 5 dimes, 3.5 boards in the 10 games without Embiid, including 25 plus in 8 of them. So very consistent at 7,000. You better believe he's a smash for me. I enjoyed his production the other day. He's really stepped up. So I think Maxey, all systems go. Kind of the same with Toby Harris. He's coming in at 6,600. He played 14 games without Embiid. He gave you about 19 points, 7 boards, and 3 dimes. And then our favorite, our flavor of the playoffs, DeAnthony Melton. Again, we're waiting for that big one, but without Embiid, his usage goes up. For some reason, 14 games without Embiid, he actually got a steal a game more. So I don't know kind of what that's about, but those are my main three. And then what we can debate a little bit on the Philly side is Trez versus B-ball Paul Reed. They're both going to be very cheap. I feel like Doc will probably lean Trez. You got any thoughts on that? You're going to be getting any of those centers?
I think it's fine. I do have, for me, I've got Paul Reed. I've got B-ball Paul on my short list here at 3,300 on DraftKings. I feel like he's a fair play. He's fine. I mean, definitely not going to kill you at that price tag, even if he just totally tanks. But I just feel like there's other plays at the center position that I want to have more so. So I'm not necessarily going with B-ball Paul or Montrezl Harrell, but I think they're fine plays. But, yeah, I've got, you know, the same three guys circled as you do. Maxey, Tobias Harris, DeAnthony Melton. I think that's a pretty solid grouping there. You can probably play two out of the three of those guys and be absolutely fine. I think it's a smart idea to stack at least two of them. So, obviously, Harden at 8,600. I think he's going to have lower ownership than Maxey, obviously, so he's more of like a pivot almost, which is kind of weird because he's technically the quote-unquote best player on the Sixers still standing, but that's not true. We all know that. Maxey has been basically the number two dog here on the Sixers. Absolutely carried them through that game three win. So I like that call a whole lot, obviously. I think Maxey's a lock, especially in DraftKings where he's only 6,400. Yeah. Just a really good price tag there. And Tobias Harris, 5,900 on DraftKings as well. So a little bit of a price cut from what FanDuel has him at. And I have both those guys as basically my locks. And Melton, as you said, you know, 3,900 on DraftKings. He's been the same price basically forever. He kind of had that ceiling game in the last one that I was talking about before it happened. You know, he had three steals and, like, I think three-pointers. So that's basically what you're looking for there. And I think he put up, like, 22, 23 DK points, which, you know, that's great. 3,900, that's doable. That's going to do it for us. But I'm not looking for a whole lot from him. There's other guys I have interest in that might be a little cheaper, too. So we'll talk about them. And so I'm probably not playing a lot of Melton. But let's talk about the other side, man. The Nets. I think there's some interest here for me as well. You know, obviously, this is probably going to stay a little closer. It's just a two-point spread at this point. So who do you like on these Nets, man?
Who jumps out to me, especially on FanDuel, where you can only play one center, is the value of getting some Nick Claxton at 6,500. Yeah. Embiid not being there definitely helps, but even with Embiid in the game, we saw them, you know, tussling and getting into it. But I think Nick Claxton shows a lot of heart out there. Game four, do or die at home. I'm looking for a ceiling performance from him. So as far as on the net side of things, Nick Claxton's my number one guy. I'm still interested in Dinwiddie at 7,100, but if I had to choose between him and Maxey, I'm going to roll Maxey. But I think you could get both of them in different lineups. And then Bridges is still very tempting. You know, 82, you're not paying top-tier price for a top-tier performer yet. His last game, he had 47.5 FanDuel points. I'd expect the same thing. I mean, maybe even north of 50. So I like getting me to some Bridges. My favorite play on the net side is Nick Claxton for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick Claxton's got several stars on my sheet here. Absolutely got to play him here with no Joel Embiid, I feel like. We saw what he could do during the regular season. I think a lot of people, not a lot of people, but a fair amount of people are going to sleep on him just because he's been kind of down in this series. I mean, when you're guarding Joel Embiid, that's a really tough task. And so he's really had to kind of know his role and play more to his role. But he absolutely excelled this season at times and was, I think his pricing on DK was up in the like mid 7,000s most of the season. So
yeah, it was for sure.
Yeah, so 5,500 is a really nice price tag for Nick Claxton at on DraftKings. Mikal Bridges is 7,700. He is on here. When I first looked at him, I said, you know, you look at his numbers and like what his shooting percentages are and everything like that. It's like, you know, oh, we haven't seen that ceiling game yet. But I think, you know, honestly, when I thought about it a little bit more, I feel like that's just Mikal Bridges as a volume shooter is. He's just not as efficient as he was in, you know, Phoenix being kind of the fourth, you know, option or whatever. So I don't feel like we're going to get a super duper ceiling game. But as you said, he's always a solid guy to go to. You're pretty much guaranteed 40 DK points, which you can't really go wrong at 7,700. No. That's really hard to pass up. But I am not playing him in my current dummy lineup. So, again, full disclosure there. But, you know, if I end up landing on him, if I end up getting to him from, you know, saving salary elsewhere, I'm absolutely not going to be upset about that. So I think it's fine.
No. It sounds like in a cash build in particular, you're feeling a little better about Bridges.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Clippers. Phoenix is favored by 7.5 points. Well, I don't know, man. I think, you know, those Clippers showed out last game, so I'm not sure about that one, but we'll see what your thoughts are there. But 225 game total, so definitely more appealing in that sense to the first game. Big news, obviously, is Kawhi Leonard already ruled out with that knee sprain. I said it before, I'll say it again. I am worried about Kawhi Leonard. I would be if I was a Clippers fan for sure. Medical staff's telling him not to play. You know, at this point, he's not sitting out just back-to-backs. He is sitting out games that really matter. So yeah. I would be pretty concerned here. I don't think he's going to be out for the entire playoffs. I think the Clippers need to try to put a win together, at least one without him here to give him some time to get better. But campaign also questionable for the Suns as he has been all playoffs. I really don't think he plays. I don't think they mess with their mojo at this point. So probably lean more towards the doubtful side. But all right. So talk to me, man. No Kawhi. We saw what those Clippers were like last game. Obviously, we caught a lot of people dart throws. We maybe have a few more data points now. So how are you feeling about these Clippers, man? Talk to me.
Well, I'll start in the gutter and work my way up. So the glutton of wings that we talked about, Nicholas Batum, he gave us 19 minutes. Morris gave us 19 minutes, very modest production. Unfortunately, we did not get a vintage Robert Covington game. He gave us 3 minutes. So that was painful because we're all, if you love fantasy, you love Roko because you know what he used to do. And so you're hoping you could sneak that in your lineup at, you know, sub four, but just didn't happen. But what did happen is Bones Highland, 4,300 on FanDuel, and I'm going to be getting to some Bones. He just, within that offense, he was allowed to kind of do the Bones thing, but he played under control for the most part. There were a few plays, and I watched that game, where you're like, oh, crap, Bones, like, this isn't the preseason. Like, rein it in. And he did. I thought he played really well. So I love getting to some Bones at 4,300. And then shout out to Arnold. He was big on Norm Powell. I think you and I snored through that take, and it was a great take. So 7,000 for Norm. I guess I'm still always like good game, bad game. Like, you don't want to pay for what already happened. So, I'm not going to sign off him super hard, but yeah, I think Norm Powell is going to be a very popular play. And then Keith, this is my big piece of news, at least on FanDuel. Devin Booker is now more expensive than Kevin Durant. Yeah. If you want Booker now, you're playing 10,300. If you want KD, you're playing 10,000. And hey, man, I know I touted KD in our Live to Lock show. He is just kind of still looks like the new guy feeling himself out. Like, he's not being as assertive as I'd like. So I'm probably going to stay away at 10,000, but it's nice to see the price kind of creep down. Roster ship should be creeping down. So I'm curious on your thoughts on the big dogs there, and then anything in this game, but particularly those two. Can you break my tie, and are you staying away from them?
I'll talk about the Suns in a minute here, but yeah, let me just go back to your Clippers takes here. Yeah, I absolutely love Bones on DraftKings as well. 4,000 on DraftKings. I think that's absolutely it's a near lock. I'm not gonna call it a lock, because as you said, there are times when Bones just kind of Bones is out, and exactly. Maybe they sit him after 15 minutes because he's just not doing what he needs to do. But one thing that we saw down the stretch there in that Clippers game, Clippers Suns game, was that the Clippers went small against the Suns at the end of the game, and it was successful. And a good reason for that is because of what you're talking about with Kevin Durant just kind of struggling at this moment and not really playing his best basketball, not really making quick decisions with the ball. So that small ball was effective because they would get it to KD in the middle of the floor, and he would kind of let the double come before he made his move. And that just wasn't a recipe for winning. They won the game, obviously, but the Clippers did well with that small ball lineup. So, and then they just refused to play, to give the ball to DeAndre Ayton. I don't know why. I'm sorry, DeAndre Ayton fans. I'm not playing DeAndre Ayton in DFS. If you do, you have nuts of steel. So,
Keith, it could be his penchant for taking lazy 15 footers.
It could be.
Assert himself,
Well, the thing is, though, when everybody on the floor that you're playing against is 6 foot, seven or under, like, come on, you give them a ball maybe once in the post and see what happens. Come on. But they're just not going to do that. So, it is what it is. So, yeah, Bones, I think, is a great call because they are going to go small here. And going with that logic, I went with all basically backcourt guys. I do have Eric Gordon here as a kind of sneaky play still at 4,800. Norm Powell went off in the last one. Maybe it's Eric Gordon's turn to go off for 25, 30 points. He's absolutely capable of doing that. But yeah, Norm Powell 6,500 on DK. I think a lot of people are going to go towards him with that last game. I'm not fading him entirely, but I'm not like in love with it. Like you said, it's he's not consistent. He never has been consistent in his career. That's why he was a sixth man in Toronto. So not necessarily buying that big Norm Powell explosion. It was a good one, but we'll see if he does it again. And then, of course, Russell Westbrook at 9,000 on DK. I got to consider him. With no Kawhi, he basically triple-doubled in that last one. I think he ended up with like 8 assists and 9 rebounds or something like that. But, a poor man's triple-double. Hopefully he can get a few more and actually hit the triple-double line. I think he definitely has to be on your radar. I'm not going with him, but again, a guy that I might build a lineup or two with him in it. So we'll see
how he has the man-possessed factor.
Yeah. He's balling. I will give him credit for that. And, got some complicated viewpoints on Russell Westbrook, but he's playing very well in this series. So going to the Suns here. Yeah, I agree with you. Again, Kevin Durant just does not look like Kevin Durant at this moment. Not the guy that we knew, last year or 2 years ago. But at the same time, you always got to wonder, when is that explosion? That's, 50 point game around the corner. I personally don't think he has that necessarily in him anymore, where he's going to just absolutely go off and score 50, because I think he's just grown into a smarter basketball player, work smarter, not harder. And he's gonna, that's why I bet on Devin Booker. That's why I'm on Devin Booker as leading this series in scoring.
I did that prop too, plus 250. Yeah.
He's I think Devin Booker is going to have a big game again. I think if you want to spend up on one of those guys, I got to go with Devin Booker, because the way that the Clippers are playing with doubling the basketball, forcing the Suns to move it, the Suns are just putting Devin Booker on the opposite side, rotating the ball and letting Devin Booker just cash money, go score on whoever's closing out on him. So, and you can't stop Devin Booker if you're rotating and out of position. It's just not going to happen. So
I agree with you. I think we've gotten enough data points now that like KD is comfortable in this role, at least in this series. We can reevaluate. Yeah. But yeah, Booker's going full Monty, and I think that may continue.
Yeah, so that's my thoughts there. I'm not actually playing anybody on the Suns. I think that the price points on DK are just kind of – I would rather have other guys in those price points. So take that for what it's worth. But I think if you want to spend up on somebody, it would be Devin Booker for me. All right, Milwaukee and Miami. Milwaukee is favored by 5 points, 220.5 game total. Obviously, Giannis is questionable. With that back injury, he wasn't taking contact at practice, so little concerned he misses this one. I think, though, he's a tough guy, so I'm not counting him out just yet. I'm not going to say he's definitely out, so we'll see what happens there. But, Milwaukee side, let's just let's assume Giannis doesn't play, because I think if Giannis does play, it's kind of hard to play too many of these guys. But yeah. I don't know. Let me let you talk. Let me let you talk and shut up myself. So go ahead.
No, that's pretty reasonable. I'm not having as much trouble with the Suns guys as I am, or with the Bucks guys as I am the Suns. But I feel like they're priced up as if Giannis is going to miss. So
right.
If Giannis does miss, I like Brook Lopez quite a bit. Mm-hmm. 7,800. He tends to show up in a big way when Giannis doesn't play. I think you mentioned on a pod, and the stats back it up, that yep. Bobby Portis can go off, but the guy who really sees a spike in usage is Brook Lopez.
Yeah.
So I like him there. Unfortunately for you FanDuel players, you can only get one center in, so there's mm-hmm. no trickery to get them both. So that's a decision point there. But if there's no Giannis, I might lean Brook over Nick Claxton. And then, Holiday has gotten a little too expensive as well. I believe I saw him at 9,000 at this point. Mm-hmm. And he's putting up some high usage games without Giannis. But yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get to Holiday at 9,000. Middleton's at 8,000, kind of same story.
Yeah.
They're just a little, they've went from those like high mid tier guys to low top tier guys. And I'm not fully comfortable with that.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you, man. We're right in sync here, so this slate's easy for us. We just agree all over the place. But
that's kind of weird.
Yeah, Bobby Portis 6,600, Brook Lopez 6,300 on DK. So those price tags are still pretty favorable if Giannis is out. So I'm definitely looking at those guys if he's out. Another guy I'm going to throw in, though, that you didn't mention here, Jamie, is Grayson Allen at 4,600. Mm-hmm. I absolutely hate his face. Obviously, destroyed Alex Caruso, hate him for that, hate him for his Duke tripping days. I mean, just don't like the guy. But at the same time, anytime that, there's more offense to go around, more shots to go around, I think Grayson Allen does step up and plays a pretty good shot creator, shot taker role for this Milwaukee Bucks team. He's been a very solid player for them, honestly. So 4,600, I feel like, is a fair price compared to some other guys that are like 5, 5'2", 5'4", 5'6". So I feel like you're getting a little bit of a discount there. So if you need to go there, that's fine. Let me just go ahead and go to the Heat side here. And obviously no Hero still with that hand injury. He's going to be out for the rest of the playoffs. So just to remind people. But Max Strus at 4,900.
Yeah.
Definitely got to have some of him. He had a really subpar game in the last one, which is good because that just means people are going to be off of him. I mean, he has the ability to just hit threes like crazy. Mm-hmm. Hits 5, 6, 7, 8 threes in a game. So Caleb Martin at 4,400 was, I think that was Arnold's call also at the lineup block show. And I actually ended up playing it on one site. And it was a great call. I mean, he got, yeah. I think, 40 minutes, 44 minutes, like something ridiculous, like a whole bunch of minutes. And, of course, he doesn't do a whole lot with them, but he does enough at that price tag that he makes sense. So he's a good guy to have in your lineup as well. And then another guy that I mentioned, I believe, on the lineup block show as a kind of a flyer. And I thought he might get into the lineup here, and obviously it made sense, and he did, because he played 26 minutes. That was Victor Oladipo. He's 3,600 still on DK, and, I know I suggested him, let's say, about 3 weeks to a month ago.
I was on the pod with you, yeah.
Yeah, he just got, cardio that day and didn't really do a whole lot, which is always a danger, but in general, he does stuff when he's on the floor. He's scoring, rebounding, assists, steals, so... I think he's safer than that one kind of sample size, one game sample size there. But 22.75 DK points in 26 minutes. That's about what you expect. I mean, it's not a great game, not a bad game, but at 3,600 makes a lot of sense. So same guys for you on the Heat side.
Well, it's a little different on FanDuel, as you pointed out. So Vic Depot is 44. which is getting a little high when I could get Strus for 46.
Oh, wow.
So I'd rather pay up 200 more to get Strus, because like you said, you know firsthand what he can do in a big spot. So, but yeah, Victor Oladipo is on the list of guys I can't fully quit. So yeah, I see being tempted by him. As far as the top dogs in this game, it's there's a little priced out for me. Jimmy Butler at 97. There's other ways I want to go with that money. But we know, you know, a ceiling Jimmy game is nice. So consider him, and I would not fault you for locking him in there. Bam at 8,000. I'd much rather go with Brook Lopez or a Claxton on this slate. Again, not to beat a dead horse, but especially on FanDuel's one center restriction, I probably won't get to Bam. I'm not crazy about the prices for the top players on the Heat.
Fair enough. Yeah, Bam Adebayo on the DraftKings was a guy I was looking at. He's 7,200. I feel like without Giannis there, like his main role is going to be to guard Giannis. And so if Giannis is going to be out, I have less interest in him. If Giannis is in, I actually think you can consider him a little bit there, because he is going to have a pretty heavy role on the defensive side. Grab some boards, get some blocks, hopefully. But yeah, I'm not super into it. So
I will give a shout out to Kevin Love. He's sub four. He's 39. He only had 11 minutes last game, but still give you 14 FanDuel points, 29 the game before. So if you just need a salary filler at the power forward spot, Kevin, you could do worse than Kevin Love.
Yeah, he's decent. He's 4,500 on DK, which I'm not going to, but FanDuel sounds good. Yeah. FanDuel sounds good though. All right. So last game here on the slate here, and we are cruising, guys. Again, we are doing that lineup lock show tomorrow. So thank you for mentioning that, Jamie. But tomorrow, 30 minutes before lock, we will go ahead and hit that up. I have to go ahead and remind Dan Bespris to set that up for us. But we'll be on there talking to you guys up until lock. So please join us at the Sports Ethos YouTube page. All right, Lakers and Memphis Grizzlies. We have Lakers favored by 4 points and a game total of 220.5. And the big one here, obviously, Ja Morant, questionable with a hand injury. Did participate in practice, did not take contact from what I understand. So another one where I'm kind of leaning towards probably not playing, but we just don't know. We're just going to kind of have to wait for the news here. So talk to me about this game, man. Who you liking here?
Yeah, it's just another one of these. The Jaw swing piece is kind of big. So independent of Jaw, I'm huge on Austin Reeves at 5,700. That's just way too cheap. FanDuel, he's shooting guard and small forward eligible, which is nice. First game in LA, he has the confidence of LeBron. He's a lock for me at 57. I just love that. Another piece, and it feels a little bit like chasing a ghost, trying to get the production from the last game. But Xavier Tillman's 5,500, and he is eligible at power forward. So for me, that's a way to get some center stats at the power forward spot, then lock in either Claxton or Lopez when I'm ghosting out my lineup. So I'm not afraid to think it's chasing, because they don't have a lot of options right now. So I think, you know, you're still getting that price before the breakout when you're getting them at 55. So I do like that. And I am debating. I'm looking down the barrel at LeBron James. I don't have him in right now. 11,000 is steep, but I just feel like game three in LA, like there's been the Brook Lopez chirping, Villain Brooks. I just feel like LeBron's going to go full tilt. So, I could see building a lineup around him and just riding it and seeing if you get that vintage LBJ performance. So I'm tempted there. JJJ at 9,000. No, not in LA. I don't think I'm going to get to him. And then AD at 11.8, no thanks. Not after we saw the AD that can appear in the last game. And he's, you know, got some nagging stuff going on. So a lot of indecisiveness except for Tillman and Reeves and my LBJ temptation. What say you, Keith?
No, it's funny because the pricing is a little different, so it's a little bit different on both sides, obviously. So FanDuel, yeah, those prices are, man. Because actually on DK, I don't have LBJ. Because I do – so. Let me go back to LBJ and that narrative. And I think it's a very popular narrative, and I don't mind it. He's only 9,800 on DK.
Ooh.
But let me tell you that Anthony Davis is only 9,700. And so for me,
I got to get over the state lines here.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous that they're so low. So these are my top spend ups here. And I kind of had to cut it down. And what I'm looking at here and I'm thinking about is what the ownership's going to be. And I think a lot of people, when it comes to splitting hairs, you know, they're going to combine the dud that Anthony Davis threw up in the last one, the injury, you know, issues that he constantly has. And they're going to combine that with the narrative with Dylan Brooks thing. And I think a lot of people are going to roster LeBron James at this deflated value here. So I'm pivoting. I'm going Anthony Davis. He's my top spend up here on the slate.
Okay.
I think he absolutely, you know, crushed it in the first two games before that dud in the last one. He had 57.75 DK points and 61.5 DK points in those first two games. So, you know, last one, a little bit of an anomaly. I mean, you know, obviously AD, you know, Mr. Glass, they call him. I mean, I get it. He's kind of a little bit weak sometimes, and you wish you had a little bit more out of him. Five blocks in that last game, though, that's a little bit
impressive. Dude, he's been putting up the blocks all series.
Yeah, and I think that will continue. And, you know, he just really got to score more here, grab a few more boards. I think he'll be okay. I mean, he still put up 38.25 DK points in that last game. So that's really like a floor name, obviously. So 9,700, I just feel like, you know, you get the ceiling out of him here. You're really cooking with gas. So he's my top spend up here. Maybe a little bit of a risk, but I really don't think so. D'Angelo Russell is only 5,700 on DraftKings, which
I give him a look. Yeah.
I know he's been kind of a non-factor this series, but this guy has the ability to go off. So I think for GPPs, you have to look at him because he could put up a, you know, 30-40 point game. He won Sixth Man of the Year, didn't he, in Brooklyn? I believe that happened. Or
he was most improved.
Most improved. My bad. But either way, you know, this guy absolutely cooked in Brooklyn there. And hey, maybe we went into a scenario where, you know, LeBron isn't feeling it, Anthony Davis doesn't have it going on, D'Lo goes off. I mean, I think it's just a good GPP play for me. That's my opinion, at least. So,
you know who thinks D'Angelo Russell is a great play every night? D'Angelo Russell.
He does. He's got that confidence, man. Shooter's gonna shoot.
He's 64 over here on FanDuel, and as you say that, I'm sneaking him into my dummy right now.
There you go. See what he goes there. I mean, that's an okay price tag too. I still feel like the ceiling is just very good. So Vanderbilt 3,900 also appeals to me on DraftKings if Ja Morant plays.
Right. Honestly,
if Ja Morant plays, because he's going to be the guy chasing around the perimeter. He'll probably be in for 28 minutes or so. If Ja Morant's out, I probably have less interest here. Vanderbilt probably don't get on him a whole lot. Another guy that I'm just going to throw out there and kind of a tinfoil hat type thing, Mo Bamba, 3,000.
What?
Yeah, I think maybe with the issues they had guarding Xavier Tillman in that last game. Maybe they slide this guy in for 15 minutes, you know.
If he plays 12 minutes, you're goated. I will send you flowers.
Right. Yeah, he's got a nice per minute output. This is shot in the dark, large field GPP. I would not play this in cash, single entry, none of that stuff. But I think if they want to stop Xavier Tillman, if he's absolutely destroying them against Anthony Davis, you might get some Obama next to Anthony Davis minutes. I mean, you might. We don't know. You know, that's the thing. Teams switch up things when they get cooked by something. So, you know, maybe that's what they go to. On the Memphis side, though, there's only one guy I'm really looking at, and that's Tyus Jones at 7,000. And, of course, that is only if – only cash, only if Ja Morant doesn't play. If Ja Morant does play, I really don't see myself getting to a whole lot of these Memphis guys. I'm feeling a little bit of a Lakers comeback and blowout game here, honestly. Xavier Tillman is 5,800. I think that's a fine play. You already mentioned him as well. So Dylan Brooks, 5,200. I'm actually on Dylan Brooks unders because when you look at Dylan Brooks play defense, the guy is very handsy. He fouls. And this matchup's going to be under a microscope in this game. And he's playing against the guy that gets the most foul calls in LeBron James. Lakers notoriously had two or three times more than the next closest team in terms of foul shots. So I feel like Dylan Brooks gets in foul trouble here. I'm really not playing him. So any of these Memphis Grizzlies you like here?
I just want to find somewhere who has a prop on Dylan Brooks technicals, because I think he's going full late 90s pro wrestler tomorrow. One guy we got to shout out, and he's a guy that I tend to fade, but right now maybe it's time to pay attention. Somehow Rudy Hachimura's price is still 5,500 on FanDuel. Uh-huh. He's put up 37 and 32 points, and he hasn't played at home yet. And again, he's starting to get that belief in himself. His minutes have been consistent, 29 and 32. Somebody that because he's just popcorn numbers. He can score. So for season long fantasy nine cat, I've gotten used to ignoring him, but this is different. This is a different time of year. So I think Hachimura at 55 might be sneaking in right now. So just a guy to consider. And then I will just say his name because it must be said. Luke Kennard, he had 25 FanDuel points. He is 47. So a lot like Strus or, Allen and Milwaukee at any time, dude can get you six threes, and he actually gets some peripheral stats as well sometimes. So Luke Kennard, he could find his way when I'm looking for just to fill some spots.
I like it, man. That's good. And that's a good call on Rui Hachimura. He's only 4,900 on DK. I didn't really look too closely at him, but
yeah,
I think he is. Yeah, he is somebody that you can absolutely look at and slip into your lineups. Hard for me to trust after watching him so much with the Wizards.
Never trust him, Keith. That's not the point. Never
hard trust for me to trust. But yeah. Hey, if he's playing like he's been playing the last two games, then you're definitely cooking there. So there you go. All right, man. Well, that is it for our DraftKings plays and FanDuel plays, our DFS plays. We're going to go ahead and move on to Thrive Fantasy. ThriveFantasy.com is where you go and you enter the promo code ETHOS and you get your first spot scratch up to $250. You're going to pick 10 player props out of the 20 that are available, and you're going to go ahead and win some money thanks to us, because of what we're going to say here. So I've got three plays here. Three plays here from Thrive. How many did you end up with, Jamie?
I have, let's see, where's the Thrive? Oh, they're down there. I got three as well.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and get us started then. I've got Bobby Portis over 10.5 rebounds. It's 110 points against Miami. This is, of course, only if Giannis is out. I think Bobby's going to be relied on heavily to score. Going to jump into that role there. So I do like that over there against Miami. What do you got, man?
Well, I got to start with Dylan Brooks because you touched on it. Under 15.5, that's going to get you 90 Thrive points. He hasn't crossed that yet. And then that first game against LA, again, I like his chances to get tossed or for the Lakers to get in his head and the antics to start flying. So give me 15.5 under on Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, you stole my last one, so that's okay. But yeah, I agree with that one. 90 points is fine with that. So my third one here is D'Angelo Russell over 4.5 assists, and that's 100 points against the Memphis Grizzlies. Just feel like this number is too low. I feel like, he does struggle sometimes to orchestrate the offense. But I feel like we're going to get some top D'Angelo Russell here at some point in this playoffs. I'm feeling it at this moment in time. I think it's going to be a good one here. So going D'Lo over 4.5 assists. What's your second one there? Or last one, sorry.
I like it. So we're sticking over in the dimes category. I'm over Joe Holiday's 8.5 assists to get me 80 Thrivers. He's had 16 and 11 in the first two games of the series. So with no Giannis, complete smash. But I'm still sticking with the over, even if Giannis plays.
I love it, man. Was there another one, or was that your third one?
My last one is the king himself, LeBron James, to go over 29.5. Now, would I do it at 100 points? Probably not. He hasn't gotten over yet. He's had 28 and 21 points, but you're going to get 120 Thrive points. So let's go ahead and roll game three in Narrative Street and over the 29.5 for LeBron.
A little bit of game theory for you guys, taking plays like that if you feel them. You have to look at the implied odds. At implied odds at plus 120, oh gosh, I don't have my calculator in front of me, but probably somewhere around like 45% or something like that. So if you're feeling it's going to be higher than that, there's a higher than 45% probability that LeBron James is going to do that, then you go ahead and take that bet, right? So that's a good bet. And so if you're feeling that, there you go. And when you're playing against the field also, you want to take the big money bets. So that's obviously another little game theory there for you. So, all right, guys, that is going to do it for us. That is it. That is our DFS and Thrive Fantasy plays for the day. Again, we do have the DFS lineup lock show tomorrow on YouTube on our Sports Ethos YouTube channel. So do tune into that. I am Keith Cork. You can find me on Twitter at BSBPKeith. And Jamie, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter. The handle is QuanoPhysics. That is QuanoPhysics. I thought that was real clever when I was 21. So just punch that in there and you'll find me, Flying J, which is my alter ego podcasting name. Just enjoy the 4-game slate. Let's keep it rolling.
Absolutely. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and please do tune in again. And until next time, go get that money.
Peace out.